Residents in Aniak are reviving the Aniak 150 Sled Dog Race. The race was a competitive event until about 5 years ago when organizers couldn't pull it together anymore. Now, thanks to young leaders in town, the race is making a comeback and inspiring new mushers to get into the sport. APRN's Annie Fite reports.
Roxanne Longpree is a champion fundraiser. Give her a cause, and the 30-year-old will sell baked goods, raffle off bigger prizes, and is skilled at asking for donations. Last year, local musher Dave Deal asked her to help raise money to revive the Aniak 150. Longpree didn't hesitate to help, but she didn't have much time to pull in funds before the March race.
So within 10 weeks, I was able to rally up enough money with raffles, donations, tickets from the airlines, almost $11,000. And then, that was a huge chunk of money that we had to play with. And we actually had six teams, three from Aniak and three from Bethel.
The race went from Aniak to Georgetown, up the Kuskokwim River. Musher Dave Deal is excited to have a homegrown race again. He watched the original Aniak 150 fizzle out from lack of support.
It just kind of went to the wayside. Nobody picked up the ball until last year.
Deal is a retired school teacher who works nights in his wife Esther's pizza and burger takeout joint. The Hound House is the only restaurant in town and has no shortage of customers. As Deal assembles cheeseburgers, he explains why it's important to have a local race.
With the intention of trying to have competitive races up here for our dog team so they can go into the other villages and, maybe eventually I did a ride and have race experience.
Dave Deal says his competitive racing days are over, but he's helping his son get started in the sport. Out behind the Hound House, 30 dogs are yelping in appreciation of their evening meal. Deal's son, Richie Deal, just finished feeding them. He's the racer in the house these days, with a crop of young lead dogs from Jeff King's and Aaron Burmeister's kennels.
I got Tater over here. He's my main guy. He's only three, and he does the run of the leading. Then I got three others over there. I got Roger.
Deal says maintaining a dog team so far off the road system has its challenges and rewards, too.
I mean, it's just you look at guys who operate kennels out of like Big Lake and Wasilla, all they got to do is drive down the road to, the local feed store and buy a $40 sack of dog food for $40. Well, that $40 sack of dog food out here costs $58 after all the shipping and stuff. So it's a hassle, but I love training out here more than anything. You don't have the hustle and bustle of the city, and so I like training around here.
The race has inspired a few more mushers in Aniak to prepare for the Aniak 150 this season. Roxanne Longpree says it's been fun to watch the event take off again.
Within a year, we've had three more teams come to Aniak or decide they want to race, which is great. That means it's actually putting some spirit back into dog mushing here in Aniak.
Longpree isn't a musher herself, but she looks at the race as a way to bring the town together. She grew up in Aniak and remembers big community-wide events that have largely faded away over the years. The race start in March was inspiring for Roxanne and her husband, Jacques.
That was the cool thing. The whole town was down there when the race went out, and people were there greeting the mushers as they came in. There was a fire with hot dogs provided by the race. It was beautiful.
The second annual revived Aniak 150 is scheduled to take place the last week of February. The organizers hope it may one day be an Iditarod qualifier. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.